Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to today's WS call. So, it's wonderful to be here today. I want to speak about something very important. I'm just going to wait until more people come on, and then I would like to speak about some really important things today. So I hope everybody adjusted or is starting to adjust to the new time. Again, it's always an adjustment for me. Welcome. Good morning. Good evening, everybody. Okay. Welcome, everybody. So there's a couple of things I want to talk about today. And of course, I want to also address things that have come up in the conversations on Facebook and also in emails. Let's start with that. I'd like to sort of give an overview and explanation of how we actually are functioning as humans. So basically, we would like to awaken to who we are. We want to be basically really authentically the divine self that we are. And in order to basically do that, we go inwards. We find the inner kingdom within. Now, when we move inwards, what happens is that we basically are going to transverse different dimensions. And those dimensions are populated, you could say, by different aspects of the universe that we identify with, that have to do with certain forces that relate to fear, to anger, to jealousy, to all these things that we consider negative, shame, guilt, and all that, and so forth. So now when we go inward, in order to, you know, you want to go inward and find that, you know, that inner nectar, that golden nectar that we are, we have to meet and go to battle with these aspects of ourselves. And when we think that, oh, well, you know, I've been doing some spiritual practice, like, why am I still experiencing certain feelings? That means you have not overcome them. You have not succeeded to win over them. So when we are basically on our journey, then we are going to meet these parts. And the Vedic pantheon shows the kingdom of the deities, the positive level with weapons. They always have weapons, you know. They have spears. They have these chakras, these round things that what are they called, ninja stars. They have batons. They have everything. Because basically these are sort of visuals, forces, and ways of approaching these parts of our ego that has these negative tendencies. So in essence, if you have not conquered these parts within yourself, you're still in the battle zone. And of course, you know, one can say, well, I'll just give up because I can't do it. But that's obviously it's not really a choice, but it is a choice, but maybe not a very good choice. So how do we basically get to the center of things? How do we get to the center of the quintessence of who we are, that divine God itself that we are deep within, one with? And so I'd like to actually, and that comes to my second part of my conversation today, that I've really thought long about for a few months now, is that I will be, due to the situations that are going on energetically and where we're at in the evolution of this moment, beginning to make some changes to how we meditate. And if you've mastered, you know, the three portal meditations, the ability to be sitting in silence in your mind just as far away, or maybe it's just still, or it's just really you have centered yourself into your core and you are not disturbed by your own thoughts, you've already, you know, you're fine, you're good, you have actually learned something amazing and have developed certain awarenesses and skills. But for everybody here that is struggling with a lot of thinking and also emotions, and I will say also something about why this is going to get worse. Things are going to get worse because we are aligning ourselves more and more, especially I think this December starting, and I think going forward with that, the center of the storm, you could say, of our evolutionary shift. And as it is, you know, if you're open a doorway, to more light into the galactic center that basically helps us to evolve, we're going to experience both forces. We're going to experience the light, but we're also going to experience the darkness, because Earth is a training ground for everybody that includes demonic forces or beings and souls that are not very nice. So these forces begin to have already begun to be very strong on this planet, because you can see that the majority of people on the planet are in fear. They're contracted. There are, we could say, in some kind of mass psychosis. They are angry. People have separated themselves within families from each other. So all of these are forces of division and are really opposite of what we consider enlightenment. And so now we've spoken often about the great division of people that are becoming more conscious and more enlightened, more luminous, and those that are actually becoming more unconscious, violent, and illogical, making no sense and really literally behaving in the way that they probably would have never done 10, 20 years ago. They would have never thought of themselves putting on certain behaviors that people are doing right now that we sometimes can see. So now, if there's a lot of astral turmoil, a lot of forces, a lot of, you could say, invitation to contract, to be worried, to, and especially those tendencies that were already in you, be it shame, be it guilt, be it fear, be it whatever, you know, tendencies you have, they can get stronger because they're there. And like, you know, in a river, if there's an area, there's a rock and some moss, more stuff will basically stick to it as the water comes flowing down. Not just the water comes down, but also debris. And that debris will start to collect around that impediment and begin to start blocking things off more and more. So in that sense, sitting in and still thinking the concentration exercise and all this will remain. I'm not going to take anything out of the course, but I will basically add something so that you understand and you will not get so frustrated and feel so defeated as we're going forward into this very challenging time. I know that some of you woke up already and some of you are strongly on the way. And that's wonderful. So you basically, you know, you just kind of surf the good vibes and you don't get so, and everything that's extremely negative will stand out to you really clearly because you're not identifying with these things anymore. So what I'd suggest you do is something that's actually very simple. I'm going to do this right now. I'd like you to just sit comfortably and just close your eyes. And all I want you to, imagine, or if you're able to see it, beautiful, but if you can't see it, I just want you to know and imagine it, that there's light in front of you, heavenly light, God's light, and it's to your right side, to your left side. Above you and below you is light, and behind you. So there's light in all directions, so you just kind of go through that, before you, behind you, below you, above you, to your right side, to your left side. And even knowing that it's inside you as well. And when you just kind of just notice that you're breathing, that's all. Just notice your breath. Now, there's two versions I'm going to give you. One is A, one is B. We can just right now do A because we don't have music. So if you're at home and you're doing your meditation, you can put on some very, very beautiful music that's very uplifting, not just anything. And you're going to basically just sit in this light and just allow yourself to relax and breathe and just be with this music. Just listen to it. That's all you do. All you do. There's light and there's uplifting music. Now, right now, what we can do here is there's music within you, which is basically this high-pitched sound that you hear. Yeah? And if you can just put your attention on it, just continue to just breathe relaxed and just, you know, there's light and you just listen to that sound. And just relax and breathe. Just let the breath come and go. Just relax. Now, some of you have been already immersed in the light, and there's light everywhere, and that's beautiful. You're having an experience of identifying with the light. Know then, while this is happening, that the light is also physically all around you. Just be aware that it's also physically all around you. We really need to create space, physical, mental, emotional space to withstand the barrage of energies that are going to come in. Good. Make sure that when you meditate and your mind is very busy and the world is busy and you can't sleep, or who knows what's going on, things are just going wrong in your life, you need to really make room for yourself and identify with the light, which you always are. You are always that freedom. And to basically not think of yourself in a linear way, saying, you know, I'm still struggling with this, I'm still struggling with this. you can choose to struggle with it, or you can choose to recognize that you are, that there's something within you struggling, but that's not really who you are.